the prominent focus on women in wrestling, a Wrestling Gal podcast showcases a unique perspective in and outside the world of professional wrestling, sharing insight, interviews, and discussions with special guests and me, your host, Ella J. Now let's chat. Hello, everybody. Today I am joined by a professional wrestling podcaster, a lovely woman in the game, Astrid. Astrid, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic to be speaking with you about a really fun topic today. It's a little bit of a different kind of episode, but we had to, amidst all the rumors and the recent anniversary of a certain show that just came about. But before we get into all of that fun stuff, introduce yourself for the people who may not be familiar. Obviously, you're just getting more into the game. You're becoming more regular in the professional wrestling media world, taking up a lot of things right now.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people call me The Natural, so just stick to that, The Natural Astrid. I do a lot of weekly shows, like I do Taking Over, talking about NXT with my friend Parrish. And then I have on Thursdays Making an Impact, my friend Cody. And I also just recently started my podcast with my friend Mel, Ladies Wrestling Showcase. And aside from that, I have my own interview series called Astrid Ask, which is monthly. And I also write for Women's Wrestling Talk on the weekends and do my NXT review for them. And who else? What else shows up later on?
You're filling up your plate, trying to give me a run for my money, I see. In honor of Chris, our good friend Chris Parrish. With that being said, let's get into the episode. I don't have anything. I should have. Shout out to Chris Parrish. This wouldn't be an Astrid episode without doing her signature pose. And if you couldn't guess what I was alluding to earlier, a couple weeks ago was the four-year anniversary of WWE Evolution, their first ever all-women's pay-per-view. I still can't believe it was 4 years ago. It's still insane. And there's been recent rumors that and may be returning next year. If there's anything that this year of professional wrestling has taught me, it's to absolutely never say never. And I remember a couple of weeks ago seeing a graphic of next year's WWE's premier live events, aka pay-per-views. And then I go to look for October and I'm like, wait, it said Evolution. Now, again, just want to be clear, this was rumored. It's nothing has been confirmed. Obviously, we have like the Royal Rumble confirmed, WrestleMania, Elimination Chamber, Money in the Bank, all that fun stuff. There's some wiggle room, though, there in like the September, October months, you know, not the regular pay-per-views. So Evolution 2 was on that graphic that was rumored. Don't know how legit it is, but in the spirit of women's wrestling, the PWI Women's 150 also just came out. But in the spirit of Evolution 2, a possible card today, we're kind of going to be fantasy booking our own card here today. If you recall, in the first ever edition of a Wrestling Gal podcast, Astrid, I don't know if you know or not, but literally I did Evolution 2 dream matches on the first ever card. And you know what's crazy is about half of that card now is either in different companies or just not with WWE anymore or retired. Yeah. So it's crazy. That was like 3.5 years ago. And now here we are, possibly next year. It could be at that point, it would be the 5-year anniversary of Evolution. So there's a lot of exciting things, a lot of exciting possibilities as we've seen legends come back. We've seen some former WWE stars come back. So we're kind of going to be making our own card. I will start off by saying there was one match that is just going to be on this card, Astrid. So, and I appreciate you respecting that because this has been one of my two main dream matches for the like last 5 years, to be honest, is Mickey James versus Charlotte Flair. If you recall the first ever episode, that was like one of the first matches I said, because I've literally been manifesting it for like 5 years now. And it never happened. They touched once in the Royal Rumble. They were in the Royal Rumble match this year for like 10 minutes together. And then nothing ever came about. They didn't even touch. So, you know, I'm just so excited. I'm hitting my mic right now. So just to be clear, Mickey James versus Charlotte Flair will be on this card. What stipulation? You know what? I didn't even think about putting stipulations on these matches yet. I don't know. What kind of stipulation would you put on that possibly? I don't know.
Oh, that's a tough one. I will kind of do one of those like strap matches. The ones, I forgot what it's called. The one they had to touch the turnbuckles before. I can't always remember. I think it was it Eddie and JBL doing it? Yeah. So I always remember it that way. I forgot the name of it though.
Is it a four corners one?
I think something like that. But I think that would be interesting with both of them though.
I feel like it would have to be something special, maybe like a falls count anywhere or something. But regardless, it's going to be on the card. So that's my dream matchup at WWE. Make it happen. So, I mean, that's just kind of the gimme. But I want to hear some of yours because I'm sure, again, we're going in blind. We don't know what each other wrote besides that one gimme. So it's possible that we have a kind of crossover or we have the same competitor in like two different possible scenarios. So we're just going to kind of go down the list and aim for 8 to 10 matches. But we'll see how this ends up. So Kyan, you can go in any order you want. I'm interested to see what you have on your docket.
I knew you were going to have Charlotte and Vicky, so I didn't go that route. I respected that one because I know that's yours. So I just kept it that way. Okay. One for me that this was, they had a little meet, so it kind of excited me for it and the hope of it, and we didn't get it. So I would like to see Trish versus Sasha Banks.
Okay, so you know how I said that we would have crossover? It's funny. So I also have one that didn't happen that was supposed to happen was Alexa Bliss versus Trish Stratus. That was supposed to happen at the first ever Evolution, but then unfortunately I believe Alexa sustained a concussion, so obviously she just accompanied Mickey and Alicia Fox to the ring, and it was made a tag team match against Team Bestie Lita and Trish. You know what's funny? Alexa and Sasha have some like heated rivalries in the past before too. So I mean, is this something we could just make a triple threat?
I wouldn't mind seeing that.
See, I also though I had Sasha in a separate match. Okay, so we'll I mean, we'll just kind of get into this and kind of decide then. For me, Sasha. Not left, but the last time we saw her, she was with Naomi. So if they're trying to reprise the WWE Women's Tag Team titles, I feel like that has to be a matchup on the card, assuming they return down the line. I had her against a team that was kind of teased a little bit after SummerSlam, that being Bianca and Becky. Unfortunately, Becky got injured. Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair. Becky got injured, so nothing ever came about it. She got attacked to write her off television, but I thought that was an interesting dynamic. Becky kind of backing up Bianca as Damage Control was kind of making their debut as a group. But I do like Sasha versus Trish. I'm curious, did you have Alexa in any other matches on your theoretical card?
No, ironically, I don't have her.
Cool. Okay. Okay. So I think we need to have some tag team matchup on this card, but honestly, at this point, there's not that many substantial teams. So at this point, you could kind of just throw anybody together, to be honest, at this rate. So maybe, how do you feel about Trish versus Sasha versus Alexa?
I feel like there's history that you can build off of. Like I said, just like we had that tease of Sasha and Trish at the Rumble. So they could easily just say, like when you came here, you had the match with Charlotte. You didn't face me. So it's like, did you really face the best of the best? Like, I don't think so. And I feel like Alexa and Trish would just, it'd just be chemistry either way. So I wouldn't mind seeing it. And I feel like Sasha's one that could get a good match out of anybody. So I feel like that will help her like mesh well with both of them too.
Or because they kind of, you know, both have had a teased feud with Trish, maybe the Alexa versus Sasha and the winner gets to then go on to face Trish Stratus later in the evening. Kind of like the winner gets to face Trish Stratus in their dream matchup. I kind of like that too. I kind of like that better.
Yeah.
Okay. So then we still possibly, we're not going to spoil the winners of that, but not custody of Trish Stratus, but okay. So Alexa Bliss versus Sasha Banks. And then the winner gets to face Trish Stratus later in the evening. How do you feel about that?
Mm, I like that end of it. Yeah.
Okay. So that kind of, okay. So we have two, technically three matches on the card. Trish Stratus versus TBD at this point. And I'll be trying to keep a notice in the, not in the description, because that would spoil things. But, you know, that kind of skews a little bit of my tag team plans. Did you have any tag team matchups on your card then?
Yeah, I had Io and Dakota as Damage Control versus Gigi and JC as Toxic Attraction.
Oh, okay. So I split up Damage Control on my card. So the thing though about that is somebody would have to turn face, and neither, I cannot see Gigi and JC turning face again. Have we technically have never even seen Gigi or JC as faces. So for me, I mean, that would definitely be an intriguing matchup. I just don't know how, which one of them would be face. I think by default, it would have to be Io and Dakota. See, I had two different singles matches for Dakota and Io, which again, we can kind of figure out because, you know, this is our round table of booking. This is the creative here. I had Liv Morgan versus Dakota Kai, because I feel like those are two, I mean, technically Dakota's a heel, yes, but I feel like truly she's one of the most beloved stars like within wrestling, and I mean one of the best baby faces too before she turned, and I feel like Liv Morgan is also one of those that, like, on consensus, everybody loves. So for me, it's kind of fan favorites, but I mean, Dakota's now reinvented herself as kind of a heel, but also Liv Morgan is slowly going crazy too. So I just feel like, I mean, crazy Liv versus crazy Dakota would also be like very entertaining. And then on the other side of that, I had Io Sky, Io Shirai, kind of, they have not had this match in 3 years, but I had her kind of round, I think it'd be round three, technically one-on-one versus Candice LeRae. So we've seen that on NXT, but we have yet to see it on the main roster. We had them involved in like a tag team matchup, but I feel like they definitely need to revisit Io Sky versus Candice LeRae. I mean, their stuff in NXT was phenomenal. Like, I don't remember if it was for the title. I know that was it I think it was a ladder match actually. The last time that they went one-on-one, and I remember it got so much good praise. Granted, Io was a different character then, but I want to see Io versus Candice LeRae. Oh, okay. What do we do here, Astrid?
And that's a good one, because I even when I debated my card, I had Candice in mind, but I didn't know who to have her against, and I kept thinking, I like her and her and Indy, but then if I put them together, who do I have faced against? So that's why I left them off the card, because I didn't know who to put them against, because I don't like them. So I was stuck in that one too.
Now, I mean, to be fair, a triple threat tag would work then in that instance if you were to bring up Indy. Again, at the time of recording this, it's before Survivor Series and War Games. People are still speculating, is Indy Hartwell going to get called up and either join Damage Control or join Bianca Belair's team? I think it depends how Candice gets figured into the shuffle. Mm-hmm. But Candice and Indy were NXT Women's Tag Team Champions. Mm-hmm. So that, I mean, that's an intriguing matchup. I feel like my one concern was that you had heel versus heel, but if you add Indy in there, then you have a babyface team in the mix, which I do like. So I think maybe I'm good with that. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, because I was struggling. I was thinking of, I'm an NXT person, so I was thinking of Indy and Candice all along, but I was struggling who to put them against. And I also thought about Liv, and I thought, but who to put Liv against somebody that isn't in my card already. So I was struggling with all three of them versus who to have them as their opponents. But I love all three of them, so I don't mind seeing them in whoever they face.
Mm-hmm. My thing is then, Liv Morgan is one of those that like needs a spot like on this card. You know, it kind of got wiped out out of my tag team matchup, but honestly, I wouldn't mind seeing Liv versus Becky again, to be honest. Unless I figured though that you probably had Becky somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Who did you? So we'll backtrack. Who did you have Becky against?
I put her against Ronda just because I always wanted that one-on-one match we never got. And it's like, I love Charlotte, but I didn't want Charlotte to get involved in that three-way when it was set up for Mania. I always wanted that one-on-one. So just, I feel like I'm still waiting for that.
You know what? That kind of sparked a light bulb because you mentioned matches that we have not gotten one-on-one. One of the matches that a lot of us were hoping for at Survivor Series was Liv Morgan versus Bianca Belair when we thought it was title versus title. So I think this kind of solves, okay, just to keep track right now. So officially, we're just going to assume it's for the tag team championships at some point. Who would be walking in as champion? Let's just say Damage Control just runs through this whole next year. Walks in as the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions. Toxic Attraction gets called up, that being JC Jane and Gigi Dolin. Versus Candice LeRae, who with as Indy comes up too and kind of make their way as a force in the women's tag team division. Triple threat matchup right there. Becky Lynch versus Ronda Rousey one-on-one, which we still have yet to see. Obviously, Becky was the first one to ever pin Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania 35, I believe it was, 2019. And we thought that Ronda winning, maybe she would target Becky this year, but she targeted Charlotte. So that's always something they can go back to. And then a matchup that a lot of us were hoping for at Survivor Series. Obviously, it's not brand versus brand now. So Liv Morgan versus Bianca Belair was something we were hoping for a while. So I think that actually kind of solves that as well. So what is that, five matchups then? Mickey, technically six. So I think you're keeping track is what you're doing. I don't know. Yeah. So Mickey James versus Charlotte Flair. Sasha Banks versus Alexa Bliss. And then the winner of that gets to go on to face Trish Stratus. And then we have the triple threat tag team matchup. Then we have Becky versus Ronda. And then we have Liv Morgan versus Bianca Belair is what it, I think we're good.
Yeah, so I think I have five.
Yeah. That would be six technically because Alexa versus Sasha, the winner would get to go on to face Trish Stratus. Who gets Trish? Okay, so I think, so I have three matches left that I came up with that I proposed. I don't know how many you have left on yours.
I did have, for Bianca, I had Bianca versus Naomi. I really wanted that for the championship, if you're anything. Because right. I thought of Naomi and
yeah.
I did want her versus Damage Control, but at the same time, I thought I really wanted Sasha and Trish. So I definitely took them out.
Yeah, that's the hard part about it. You know, a match that like a lot of people have been wanting, and I believe I mentioned it in my first episode, but a lot of people have been wanting Naomi versus Melina too. Yeah. So I don't know how you feel about that. I know it's a match that Melina has said that she wants, and obviously Naomi wants it too. They support each other. Melina returned at the Royal Rumble, which I never thought I'd see her in WWE again. She was robbed in there, like being eliminated within like 30 seconds, but I digress. I mean, technically, Sasha Banks eliminated Melina. That's Naomi's tag team partner. Maybe you can use that maybe as fuel or something for it. But Liv, man, I don't want to just make it a triple threat though. You know, I feel like Liv and Bianca, I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I like that one because I feel like we could easily have a spot between Naomi and Melina when they do a split at the same time.
Yes.
So I can see that.
And that's been a match that a lot of people have been talking about for years since the first Evolution. Like people were talking about that, and Melina's still wrestling. So Naomi, are you sold on Melina versus Naomi?
Yeah, I definitely want that one.
Okay, so that's number seven then officially. I still have. I still have three more, but I think you said that you have at least one more NXT, it looks like, on your card. Yeah. I have one NXT talent still on my card. Who's that for you?
Well, a lot of people will probably not understand, but I think you will based on your shirt. So we'll be bothering daughter, so it'll be AJ Lee versus Roxanne.
Oh, yeah. That's not even one that I thought of. I feel like, see, the ironic part though about that is that okay, not to rerun the same scenario, but also like AJ's other daughter is also Cora Jade.
I thought about it. No lie, my original plan was AJ Lee and Paige, because I liked them as a team and I wanted to see that mm-hmm. again versus Roxanne and Cora. But mm-hmm. based on what's going on right now, Roxanne and Cora wouldn't tag. So yeah. That's why I broke it up. But that was my original idea mm-hmm. and I broke it down afterwards.
And Saraya is in AEW right now, so it realistically wouldn't even be feasible. I mean, never say never. But is this also one of those scenarios? Winner gets to go face AJ Lee.
Winner versus mom. It's a custody battle.
Custody. Oh, you know what? Honestly, custody of AJ Lee. Honestly, I mean, we've seen custody of Dominic Mysterio before. They just had a match though at Halloween Havoc, so I mean the stakes can only get what gets more personal than their literal mother. Custody of AJ Lee, Cora Jade versus Roxanne Perez.
As I said, we could have done Indy in there too, because I think Indy's the other like the third daughter that she doesn't talk about so often. But I kept thinking of like, I know I had Becky, and even Roxanne recently said in an interview she wanted Becky. But then I kept thinking, oh, her and AJ, they would totally kill it. It's like mother-daughter thing. It's just like, I couldn't break it off.
You know, personally, I'd rather have Roxanne versus AJ, but I feel like Cora is literally right there. It would kind of, I mean, I feel like she would interrupt the match. She'd be like, mom, what the heck? So which way do you want to go? I mean, I'm good with anything, to be honest.
Well, I mean, we could do a custody battle, just have
custody of AJ Lee.
Yeah.
Okay. They're gonna run it back one more time. Cora Jade versus Roxanne Perez. Which by the way, love my girl Roxy Roxanne. Love that girl. I NXT wise have Alba Fire, formerly known as Kaylee Ray, in a match that she has not faced this opponent since 2014. I like actually looked it up because I was like, have these two, I'm sure they've crossed paths, whether in Japan or in the UK or something. I have Alba Fire versus Asuka. They have not wrestled since 2014 in Shimmer. You know what? I feel like they're very well experienced. They've both have wrestled in Japan, both have experience all around the world. For me, it'd kind of just be like vet versus vet. And I like they've only faced one time one-on-one, and that was 8 years ago. So I feel like it would kind of, I feel like that's an underrated one, but I feel like it'd be something that like, you know, it might not be everybody's like first thing to put them together, mm-hmm. but I feel like Alba versus Asuka would be really good. And plus I couldn't leave Asuka off of this card and just stick her. I don't want to say stick her in a battle royal. But, you know, we are going to have a battle royale at some point in here with the remaining people. I think, I don't know how you feel about that.
I thought it was funny that you said that, because I did thought, I was thinking of more like Alba Fire, but I thought of more as Kaylee Ray.
Yeah.
And I wanted her on the card, but that's another one I couldn't think of have her against. But I did have Asuka versus Kyrie, though, because we didn't get that in the
movie. Oh, yeah. True.
It's like, they caught my interest in that one. It just like it never happened. And I know she kind of teased it. I think it was Kyrie on social media before. Like, kind of like that still hasn't happened. Maybe we could make it happen, but it never did. So I was like,
I would like to see Asuka versus Kyrie too. Man, I want Alba to be on this card though, too. That's like,
it just, for Alba though, I kept thinking who is like her hitting, like her character that could kind of go against her. And I couldn't think of anybody, because the other person I thought about, I had her in another match that hasn't happened yet either.
And who would that be?
Well, I was thinking of her and Rhea, but then I had Rhea versus Beth because it got teased and it still hasn't happened.
Okay. I honestly, I would probably sway towards Beth now that you mention it, but I had Rhea versus Emma simply for Australia versus Australia. And I feel like too, Emma is obviously one of those who was like around the first inception of NXT. I mean, Rhea's no longer in NXT, but for me, it would just be like Australia versus Australia. But I feel like there's more of a story for Rhea versus Beth, which has to happen at some point. She literally did her hair in homage to Beth Phoenix at Extreme Rules. So, I mean, I'm cool with Rhea versus Beth Phoenix. Asuka, man, I don't want to leave Alba Fire off of this card, though. So the only other matchup that I wrote down physically, and I feel like simply it's kind of just for blue versus green, being Mia Yim versus Shotzi, because I feel like they're two colorful characters. And I feel like having, you know, a baby, we have Liv Morgan versus Bianca, technically. Liv might be heel by then, though. But right now we have Mia and Shotzi are both baby faces, right? I feel like they're two very hard-hitting, colorful, kind of edgy. I mean, Shotzi is more lively and kind of fun and all that, but Mia's also the HBIC. She's fun too, but I feel like she's more like grungy, edgy. But they're also like two, I feel like, respectful baby faces. How it could kind of be like Mickey versus Mia was at Bound for Glory. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like the just the contrast too. Like, I feel like they just bring a lot of color to that too.
That's so funny, because that's the match I had thought of, and then I forgot I didn't have this person on the card, and I kept thinking, I would like to have them go against each other. And I went on YouTube to see if they have faced each other before. And they did, I believe it was twice on NXT. But the person keeps talking about the other one so often. I was like, I would like to see this on a bigger stage than NXT. So I thought that was something I could think of later on. So I thought about Mia Yim versus Charlotte.
Okay. I mean, man, these are all ones that I want to happen. I feel like that, I mean, I don't know what brand Charlotte's going to end up going to. Mia Yim just returned literally this week at the time of recording this. She appears to be on Raw. I don't know if Charlotte's going to appear on Raw or SmackDown or what. I would like to see that. I'm just not giving up Mickey versus Charlotte.
I know, that's why I knew you had that in mind. But I said, let me give her a backup plan, because I even looked it up, and then the first time they met, Mia had like that gray and red gear, and she was like, it was Charlotte versus local competitor. Yeah. So that was like around the time they lived at the same thing, and I think Carmella too. And then the second time around, I think Charlotte had the NXT Women's Championship at the time. And even she said, she's like, oh, she's been through my whole journey. I saw a video package on YouTube between them, and I said, this video package alone sells me on the match itself. And I was so excited to watch, think about like watching it in my mind.
Oh.
Yeah, but I would say, though, because I do like Mickey and Charlotte already, I would do Mia and Shotzi, because that's the one, that's the other option I had previously, though.
Oh, really? Mia and Shotzi?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so we're good with that. I think you've swayed me on Asuka versus Kairi. Now, I do not want to put her into the remaining, like, Battle Royal multi-woman match that they would end up doing. Or it could just be a gauntlet match, you know? What do we do with Alba Fire? Because I feel like she's one that deserves to have a spot on here. Like, I mean, honestly, though, if they were to revamp her character, I would not mind revisiting, if you know the indies, I would not mind revisiting Alba versus Piper Niven Dewdrop, because that was such a huge thing, because those two were huge in Scotland on the indies and even in NXT. I think I just maybe answered my own question, but I feel like if they could revamp or it make Dewdrop more important and more convincing in how she was, you know, when she was Piper Niven on the indies in NXT UK, I feel like that is just a classic that you can always revisit, because those two have such good chemistry together. But I feel like it would depend on, they need to push Dewdrop to make it more believable, you know?
And I would also just like have her as Piper Niven rather than Dewdrop. I feel like it would be like more sense to keep her that way. And even Alba Fire, I stick back to Kaylee Ray. I prefer that one. I'm sorry. But yeah, I think that one I really wouldn't mind seeing it, because I know, like you said, I know that it's been in the indies for a while, but it would be nice to see it on a bigger stage like WWE, for example.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I think you said you've been keeping track.
Yeah.
Okay. So how many matches are we at right now?
Let's see. 2, 3, 5, 6.
It has to be at least 11 or 12.
I think 12. And then you wanted to do like the Battle Royal or Gauntlet match.
Yeah. Does that include the one where Trish versus TBD? Okay. So, so it'd be what, 12 then? So if we're including a battle royal?
6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 plus the battle royal, so 13.
Okay. We're going into AEW territory over here, but you know what? It's for women's wrestling, so I'm all here for it. I feel good about this. I do. Obviously we don't know Kairi's stardom status and all of that, but, I feel like that's really the only kind of question mark there is again. And also we don't know kind of Sasha and Naomi's like status coming up, but I feel pretty confident in this card.
Yeah. The one I would like for her to appear at least in that gauntlet slash battle royal, because I had it with Mickey, but I knew that wouldn't happen. It would have been Mickey and Victoria, because I love Victoria so much. And I feel like whenever people think of like the legends, they think of Trish and they think of Lita and they think of Mickey. And no offense to them, I love them all, but they miss Victoria slash Tara like all the time. And I love her so much. It's like, how do you miss her?
You know what? I didn't even realize that we left this person off the card, but this was a match that was teased with Victoria, which was Bayley. Because Bayley's a real life, like big fan of Victoria, and they obviously interacted in the Royal Rumble last year. And this was a match that Bayley kind of called out, and Victoria Lisa was like, oh, okay. So I think, maybe Bayley versus Victoria too, you know, or I feel like there's also that story with Shayna and Victoria, because Shayna kind of choked out Victoria to eliminate her from the Royal Rumble. But I know a lot of people, a lot of fans on social media were pushing for Bayley versus Victoria. So I feel like that's, you know, somewhere in the mix. So like unofficially 14 matches somewhere in there.
Yeah, I didn't realize that I was missing Bayley, because my honorable mention that I knew wouldn't happen, but I had it there in the back of my mind, was I always wanted the Four Horsewomen to do a fatal four-way. And if it's not WrestleMania, I want it out to be at Evolution somehow.
Yeah, that's always something. I feel like that match just has to happen at some point, right? Yeah. I am just surprised. I think they've had triple threats, obviously, between three of them, but Bayley wasn't there. So we need to have that at some point, right? You know, I feel pretty confident in this card. You know, should Evolution 2 happen as it's rumored to next year, I'm definitely going to be making my, unless it's overseas or like out of the US, then I just can't. But you know what? We're going to aim for it. I hope that the rumors are true. Evolution 2, we want it. You want it. Obviously, before we wrap things up, don't forget to comment down below or on social media. What are your Evolution 2 dream matches? I'm literally having deja vu right now because this was literally my first episode, and it's, still can't believe we're 4 years later and that it might actually be possibly happening next year. But Astrid, thank you so much for being here. You know, we're kind of, you know, this is going to be a long show, but you know what? We're celebrating women's wrestling. I think we came up with a pretty good card, might I say. You know, there's obviously, you know, barring contracts and all of that, but in a perfect world, you know, never say never in professional wrestling. Astrid, before we let you go, can you please tell the listeners where they can find you on all your social medias?
My Twitter is like my name. Well, I keep thinking I'm the opposite side, Astrid Pizarro. My Instagram is AstridPizarro20. Some those are the ones I use the most to like really show off what I'm doing, which is what I mentioned earlier, my NXT post show with Parrish and making an impact with Cody and my podcast stuff. I just recorded a few minutes ago with my friend Mel and a special guest, and we were talking about the Four Horsewomen, and I got inspired because of that for my card and my Fatal Four Way, because we mentioned it during the podcast too, which I thought I like how interesting how everything connects today, even those two different shows. But yeah, those are the ones I use the most, and even my Facebook too is Astrid Pizarro. So you can find me in there too.
Of course. And I mean, you have your own women's wrestling show yourself now. So of course, that's kind of a lot of the spirit of a wrestling gal here celebrating the women in wrestling, and fingers crossed Evolution 2 happens. I need to go back and seriously re-listen to my first ever episode, because I know it for sure I had Mickey and Charlotte and Naomi and Melina on here, but I'm interested to see if one of the other matches that I had was also on this one. I have no idea. Rosters have changed. Legends have retired. There's been release. It's all, a lot has changed in 3.5 years, but like we said, let us know on social media. Who do you want to see on Evolution 2? Never say never in the world of professional wrestling. Astrid, thank you so much again. Cheers to a possible Evolution 2. And you know, if we had the money ourselves, this would be our card. Thank you so much. This has been our fantasy booking edition of Evolution 2, which may or may not happen, ? We hope it happens. Who knows? But support women's wrestling. #WomensWrestlingMatters. We'll see you guys.